Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform, because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Thank you so much for joining us today for our episode with William Lusk. During the recording of this episode, it did not record my side of the podcast. So if you're watching, you will only see William Lusk and you will hear my voice. But nonetheless, it was a spectacular episode and I did not want to re-record it. So I hope that's not a distraction and you stay on to witness what an incredible leader William Lusk is. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome today to On the Frontline, where we honor those that lead from the front line. And I am just so excited today to have with me William Lusk, who is the Director of Education and Government Relations of the National Tank Truck Carriers. William, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it so much. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what leading from the front line really means to you and how that's really shaped your mindset for you as you make these decisions in the industry.
Well, hi there, Gina, and good afternoon, and really appreciate you having me. As said earlier, Will Lusk, Director of Education and Government Relations at the National Tank Truck Carriers. NTTC is a nonprofit, nonpartisan trade association that represents the North American tank truck industry. Even though I have a very long title, what it really boils down to is that I manage our association's advocacy and our training functions. So I am on the front lines representing the Tanker Truck Association to regulatory agencies, potentially members of Congress, even written letters to the President of the United States that really help express what our feelings are towards some policy measures that are taken in Washington, D.C., which is a really high honor in of itself. Then the other half of my job, I lead all of our training functions as well, some that are very specialized for registered inspectors or some that are more social. We do have a leadership program that we manage for aspiring leaders within various NTTC member companies, and we try to make sure that our industry is a little bit better, a little safer, and a little bit more efficient than it was today. That's essentially what I do in a nutshell, but a lot of burden and responsibility on my shoulders.
Yeah.
What does the frontline leadership lead to me? I'll tell you, I think that from my perspective, what it ultimately means is trust. When I originally took on this position, I did have a significant background in surface transportation policy, but not so much specific from the trucking industry. But what I was able to find is that by doing what I said that I would do, and by keeping my promises that I would make, and my ability to say, you know, I don't necessarily have the answer for you, but I'm going to connect you to somebody who can help. By never saying no without offering some kind of a solution instead, I think that I was able to really harness the trust from our members and our external stakeholders. And that has ultimately led to my success over the past couple of years with NTTC. And over a little bit of time, by gaining that trust from our members and from others around NTTC, I have been able to, I believe, morph myself into an industry leader.
Yes, absolutely. I love that because integrity is everything. And, you know, without integrity, you really can't lead. And I love that you bring that and I can feel it from you and everything that you do. So I really appreciate that. From your work that you do, have you seen anything that you would want to redesign or that you think, you know, maybe should be done differently in the industry?
I think that from my chair, I love the opportunity to engage my members beyond regular touch points. Those touch points consist of various committees that we will have, which will meet every other week, perhaps once a month, perhaps once a quarter, but certainly within the confines of our in-person events, such as our annual conference and Tank Truck Week and other events throughout the year. I think that what I really enjoy, what I crave and what I would redesign are more regular touch points with our members. Now, that's a very difficult item to do because we have 500 members across the United States, Canada, Mexico, and Japan. So there aren't enough hours in the day to have conversations with everybody. But I think that what I love are those touch points outside of those regular committee meetings so that I can learn a little bit about their operations. And I will ask, what are your successes? What are your challenges? What do you fear most that keeps you up at night? And that ultimately helps me with my storytelling up in Washington, D.C., with my letter writing or with meetings that I'll have with regulatory agencies. And oftentimes when I travel around the United States, I will extend it by a day or two and try to visit an NTTC member so that I can see what their facilities are like, so that I can better understand the operational environment that they're facing. And that really helps me. And that's ultimately a great reward for me to learn about the folks who I'm serving. Then ultimately, that also benefits the member because they're able to show me around, show off what their successes are. And I would say that if I could redesign something with my experience working for a trade association, it would be more regular touch points that I wish that I could have, picking up the phone or an on-site visit. I absolutely want to hear from members more frequently.
I really appreciate that. I mean, because one thing that I've learned from getting to know you is you truly care about people and you care about your work and it means a lot to you. So you really want to learn about them so that you can make an impact because it is so important. And I really appreciate that so much. What do you think that leading from the front line really teaches us about humanity? You know, I see this day in and day out and I think about, you talk about people, but there's so many lessons we can learn from it.
There are a lot of lessons from it. I think that when I receive an email or I'm going through a social media platform like LinkedIn, oftentimes I see the best that people have to offer. I see outward positivity. An example would be applications that I see from various safety contests, our Driver of the Year contest or NTTC's annual safety contest. And I see spotlights on the very best that a company has to offer and all of the triumphs and successes, the victories that a person or a company has had over the past year. And that's really amazing. And that's really worth celebrating. But oftentimes, regarding the humanity aspect, is that I don't see a heck of a whole lot that's negative about a company or a person or the struggles, the challenges that they have on a publicly visible platform like LinkedIn or through our social media platforms like that or other contests that I described a little bit earlier. So it is those other phone calls. It is those other emails that I will get from folks in my frontline service that I provide to our members, where I really get to know the challenges that a company will have. Hey, gee, Will, my special permit got denied last week. Or, hey, Will, I have 10 to 15 data queues in the hopper, and that is really affecting my job performance. And I'm getting questions from my board of directors about it. Or my safety manager is giving me a hard time. Will, I'm having a hard time understanding this new rule or regulation, and this is going to equate to this negative consequence. So I think that in this frontline service that I have with supporting our members, I'm able to learn that not everything is roses, and people have everyday challenges out there that are not outwardly visible. Oftentimes, you have no idea how a regulation or a new policy up in Washington can have drastic consequences upon trucking companies and personnel in the middle of America. And I get to see that every once in a while in my effort to help them become more prosperous and more safe, even more compliant as the year goes on.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for taking the time to like even understand those challenges, you know, and I know that you're like doing that every single day by, you know, visiting your members and by listening and by being, you know, you travel so much and you're out in the wild, so you get to learn about all of these things. Have you seen any like unexpected innovations like emerging from the industry when you least expected it, from maybe like learning and listening to these different issues that come up?
I have. Every single company is operating in a very unique environment. Mm. I will say I had the pleasure of visiting a company up in Fairbanks, Alaska last year, who was quite innovative because they are experiencing a shortage of qualified drivers. And they have come to develop over the past couple of years some innovative relationships with high schools and technical schools to provide a direct pipeline so that drivers or even diesel mechanics or other repair personnel can have a job directly out of school. And it's those kinds of relationships that have ultimately borne fruit for them. Mm-hmm. I visited another company in person in Southern Illinois, actually, an agricultural company, and recognizing the need for innovation. One of the most dangerous places on earth is inside of a cargo tank, thanks to lack of oxygen flow or potentially even toxic chemicals in by, and with darkness inside and baffles and sometimes complex machinery inside. It is very, very dangerous for a person to actually get down in there and conduct an inspection or repair. So one company is taking in of itself to develop some technologies with some high resolution cameras, mounting it on a pole and the ability to bring it inside of a tank. And you're now able to conduct those kinds of inspections and maintenance work completely virtually with minimizing the human entry element into a cargo tank. So that's really exciting to see. I visited another company in Houston, Texas, which has had a significant merger and acquisition activity. Another company is dabbling into ISO container activity and storage yards and working with complex supply chains. That's what's really exciting for me and ultimately gives me a really nice sense of pride that whenever that there is some kind of a challenge, whether it is making their companies safer or more efficient, trying to recruit and retain the best manpower that they can, that they're ultimately finding solutions, creative solutions. Yeah. And I've seen some surprises. And that's another benefit to me branching out of the four walls of my office from time to time.
I love that. There's so much innovation in the tank industry. It's so beautiful. And, you know, it's such an important industry. So I appreciate all the work you do and all the work the industry does, because you keep the world moving and safe and you want it in a safe environment. So innovation is key. And I want to know, William, 10 years from now, what do you hope that your work is remembered by and how it's moved the industry forward? What do you want to be known for in the industry?
I think that what I would like to be known for, Gina, is that I was able to make a positive benefit. I'll tell you, I get a really big kick out of going through the Federal Register, nerding out, typing in a federal agency like FMCSA or PHMSA and searching letters of comment from the national tank truck carriers and seeing my name on various policy letters that are there. And they're available for search now for all of perpetuity. It'll be there forever, as long as the United States government exists, and that will be forever. And my work is permanently enshrined in that. And that's particularly exciting. There are some bills, there's some legislation that has moved through and will move through very soon. There's some things where I can point to and say, I had an effect in that. I was able to make some phone calls and ask for NTDC members to call their members of Congress and advocate and fight for this thing to eventually be approved and signed by the President of the United States. That's what's really exciting. Really, really exciting that my work goes far beyond Washington, D.C., and that laws, regulations that are debated and decided here in Washington, D.C., has so very many positive effects all over the U.S. That's really exciting. It's affecting positive change for everybody. And in 10 years from now, I hope that's what I'm known for. Hey, here's Will Lusk, and he was able to instill this positive change for everybody. That's a great and very high honor.
Well, I will tell you this. I mean, you're already making a positive change. So, I mean, I can appreciate that. When you walk through Tank Truck Week, I mean, you could tell. I mean, the work that you're doing now is laying the groundwork for generations to come. And I don't know how much you know about pelicans. Do you know? I know you studied pirates, but have you ever studied pet pelicans?
Studied? No. I grew up in Florida, actually. So I've seen plenty of pelicans in action, though.
Okay, so pelicans, they actually move in groups. And today I'm going to honor you because I want to honor you as a leader, because you don't always expect the spotlight, but you move mountains just the same. And I know, Will, that you don't want to be the loudest voice in the room, and you don't chase titles or applause, but you show up again and again for the tank industry. And I created the Pelican Award to honor quiet heroes like you, because you lead from the heart and you carry the weight of others without asking anything in return. And I chose the pelican because they live and they hunt in groups, and they don't thrive in isolation. They actually thrive in community and connection, and they represent social bonds and teamwork and the balance between receiving and giving. And I wanted to honor you on my podcast because you embody all of these traits. And I know that you see the strength in others and you lift them higher and you give without any ego, and you lead not only from the front, but within your community in the tank truck industry. And I know, Will, that your work doesn't always make the headlines, but your impact, you just said it. It's lasting, it's personal, and it's powerful. So today I honor you for the way you move people forward quietly and purposely for the community that you've built. And you will get a pelican with your name on it for the balance you bring and the lives you've changed. And you've changed my life just by being you. And I mean that. When you talk about having integrity and authenticity, I feel it from you and I know it. And I am so proud of the work you've done. So congratulations. I wanted you to tell everyone, if they want to learn more about you or connect with you and learn about the great work that you're doing and the work that the tank industry and the National Tank Institute and industry is doing, where can they learn more and where can they find you and connect with you so they can learn and be impacted by you?
Well, first and foremost, thank you. You are absolutely gracious and your kind words are really touching me in the heart. Thank you very, very much. yeah, I'm absolutely touched. Thank you. If anyone out there would certainly like to connect with my trade association, the National Tank Truck Carriers, or if anyone would like to reach out to me personally, please reach out at any time. My direct website is www.tanktruck.org. Look me up on LinkedIn. On our website, we do have direct phone number and email address, and I'm all too happy to help with any questions you might have. Or if you find yourself in Washington, D.C., I'm always available for a cup of coffee and the ability to sit down and talk about how things really are in Washington and how we together can make this world a little bit better of a place. So, Gina, thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Be sure to reach out to William Lusk and learn about the tanks and learn about the industry. Until next time, we'll see you. Thank you.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show. And use the hashtag, #OnTheFrontline. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.